if I write a paper and it's like longer than 12, 13 pages, people are like, what are you doing?
Don't do this to me. I had a 60-page paper once.
Oh, I mean like 15 pages, like all said and done, typeset, everything. Not like, like 15 pages after the publisher has dealt with it.
This is, I mean, just like a course paper, but still 60.
60 pages for a course paper is hefty.
Yeah. Think I started that one on time?
No. Gosh, Andrea.
I thrive with pressure. This computer, on the other hand, is not.
And while I believe that everybody, if they want to, can do a PhD, that mentality will not work in a PhD. Oh, my four-year thesis, I left it all till the night before.
Yeah, I'd have to learn some skills if I went that route. However, I do still do well with pressure, so I would just have to find a different way to apply pressure.
Oh, my friend, who I say you sound exactly like, mm-hmm. Anna was like a 3 a.m. submission kind of gal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she also, that drives me nuts, but she also thrives under pressure.
I don't think I did any schoolwork before midnight in my undergrad. Couple times, well, like, once in the, like, final 2 weeks when everything was due at once. I once had 14 pages, papers due in 2 weeks. So then I would spend, like, the full day in the library, so that was my exception to the rule, but, like...
But that's still one a day.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
I'm distracted right now because Facebook is telling me that one of my friends has a birthday, and I have no idea who they are or how I'm friends with them. Come a long way already. Look, I was doing schoolwork at 8 p.m. reading papers.
Here?
Here.
Yeah.
It's not midnight.
Well, I mean, there's not much else to do.
No, my big problem in university was, like, I hung out with people until 1 a.m. And yeah. I was like, oh, shit. This thing is due tomorrow. I gotta get done right now.
I know.